Detroit is the 10th largest city in the country, and it's had more than a share of struggles over issues such as chronic unemployment, poverty, and pollution. Finding solutions to those intractable problems has long been a goal of government leaders in the area. But over the past three decades, they've lacked one tool used by most other metropolitan areas around the country that can make a difference: a regional transportation system. But that's about to change. Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm has joined Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick and the heads of the three largest counties in Metro Detroit to announce the formation of the Detroit Area Regional Transportation Authority, otherwise known as DARTA. The new Regional Transportation Authority is backed by local governments, business interests, and mass transit proponents. The government leaders have signed an agreement to work towards the regional transportation system. Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick says the new deal will benefit the city and suburbs.
This is a real people-driven thing we did today, and it's an economic thing as well, and it's rare that those two things merge with everybody sitting at the table. This will drive the economic engine of this state, which is southeastern Michigan. There's no question about it. And to be able to move people more effectively and efficiently to jobs, school, institutions of higher education, it also leads to economic independence.
The agreement is the first step towards ending decades of debate over how best to get workers from their homes to their jobs. With many Detroiters living below the poverty level, owning a car is impossible. But that can mean taking several buses over a span of 3 hours just to get to work each day. That type of commute is what DARTA proponents, such as attorney Richard Bernstein, hope to end. As a blind man, he's unable to drive to get where he needs to go. He says Detroit's lack of coordinated mass transportation pushed him to become a transit activist a couple of years ago.
As a disabled person who can't drive, I struggle for my independence and I struggle for my freedom. And DARTA is the only hope that someone like me has in order to lead a quality of life here in southeastern Michigan.
Bernstein says he'd like to have that extra measure of independence, but he says right now it's impossible for him to get around town on his own, given the current state of mass transit in Metro Detroit.
For me right now, it's not that regional transportation is difficult to use, it's that it's not existent. And that is the issue. I mean, ultimately, if I want to get from my house or my apartment to my office, there is no bus that I can take to my office from my apartment. There is no bus I can take from my office to court.
But Bernstein's passion for regional transportation isn't uniformly shared. The original measure creating DARTA was vetoed by former Governor John Engler last year as one of his final acts in office. The state legislature tried to resurrect the bill in January, but it has subsequently stalled, pushing the new governor, Jennifer Granholm, Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick, and others to find alternate routes to create a working agreement. Opponents say the regional transportation system is not fair. State Representative Leon Jolette opposes DARTA because he says his constituents in outlying areas shouldn't be taxed for a bus system they'll never use. He wants a provision that would let communities opt out of DARTA if they choose. The Republican legislator says he's also concerned because there's no plan to pay for DARTA yet, and he says no one's convinced him that such a system is really needed in Metro Detroit, home of the big three automakers.
Macomb, Oakland, suburban Wayne communities, those are built around the car. Everywhere there's parking lots. And Boston, you know, Washington, D.C., New York, those communities, mass transit is very viable in the inner areas because it costs you $50 a day or $30 a day to park your car. And that's what drives people to mass transit, the inconvenience of using your car.
But automakers say they want the regional mass transit system. The Southeastern Michigan Council of Governments transportation expert, Carmen Palumbo, says many of the region's businesses are having a hard time getting workers from their homes to their jobs. And that includes the big three automakers, who have come out in favor of DARTA.
The auto companies themselves employ people that need to have good transit in order to get to their jobs. And so they're feeling the pinch just like every other employer is who wants to make sure that people get to the jobs that they have to offer in a stable environment.
But automakers say they want the regional mass transit system. The Southeastern Michigan Council of Governments transportation expert, Carmen Palumbo, says many of the region's businesses are having a hard time getting workers from their homes to their jobs, and that includes the big three automakers who have come out in favor of DARTA.
For the most part, your only option is a car. If you don't have a car, you can't get around. And so there's a need for public transit. The auto companies themselves employ people that need to have good transit in order to get to their jobs. And so they're feeling the pinch just like every other employer is who wants to make sure that people get to the jobs that they have to offer in a stable environment.
While the Detroit Area Regional Transportation Authority agreement has been signed, the work is just beginning for transit activists in Metro Detroit. The current agreement only provides for planning a regional transportation system. There's currently no money for implementation of any plan. And DARTA opponents, such as Leon Joliet, are still on the job, too. He's charging that the chairman of his county had no authority to sign the DARTA agreement and is asking the state's attorney general to investigate. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Jerome Vaughn.